This is Minister Regina, Deliverance Temple Ministries. We are here live, DT Live Wednesday, Facebook Live edition, our Facebook Live edition. As we stated last week, because of our mandated no gatherings of more than 10 people as of last week, we went to this venue here on Facebook on Wednesday nights during the hour that we would normally be in Bible study. Well, fast forward a week, and now here in the city of Springfield, as you may know, we are under complete lockdown, and so for 30 days. So we will continue our Wednesday night meetings here on Facebook Live Wednesdays during the normal Bible study hour, the 6 o'clock hour. Good evening, Sister Tina, Brother Lester. Good evening, Sister Jean. God bless you all. This time here on Wednesday nights is dedicated to prayer, just as a point of contact and connection, you know, trying to keep us connected here virtually since we can't meet in person or physically for the next 30 days. Good evening, Sister Shannon. I really miss our Bible study class. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I miss it. But we do thank God. No, ma'am. You're right on time. We do thank God that we have this, the ability to connect and come together here using Facebook Live. Amen. Good evening, Sister Rosalyn. Good evening. Good evening, Pastor Mark. I saw you sneak in. There I am. Yes. Woo. There I am. We thank and praise God for each and every one of you who are watching live tonight. Those of you who will see the replay later, God bless you. The power is still the same. Amen. The anointing is still the same. If you're viewing it live or if you're viewing it on the replay, but we will leave it up in the group, the Facebook group, for those of you who may not get to catch it here live. Yes, ma'am, I sure do. Hello, Brother Larry. God bless you. Thanks for watching. So again, this time is just really dedicated for prayer. But as I stated last week, if God drops something in my heart, which more than likely he will, more than likely he does. I hope you guys can hear me because I forgot to put on my microphone. Ouch. Can you guys wait? Can you guys hear me okay? Let me start there. I'll have to speak up if you guys can't because I completely forgot to grab my microphone. But if you can hear me, I'm going to keep going. So somebody let me know if you can hear me okay. Just type it in the chat. God bless you. Can you guys hear me? Yes, okay. Okay, awesome. Awesome. I'll just remember to speak up. Praise God. Okay, so we are going to start tonight with a scripture that God just kind of dropped in my heart to share with you guys tonight. Thank you guys. Thank you. And it's funny because I didn't realize it when the verse came to me. I didn't realize where it was placed exactly until I looked it up, and it happens to be just immediately following the verse that the Lord gave me for last week. How about that? Hello, Sister Chris. God bless you. Hello, Mother Joanne. God bless you. So tonight's verse is Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Oh, gosh, this print is so small. Verses 8 and 9. Okay. Let me get it here. Verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise. No. I done skipped a whole bunch of words. Sorry. Let me start over. I just skipped a whole bunch of words. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the peace of God shall be with you. And the peace of God shall be with you. Now that's powerful, guys. That is powerful. And let me just say, as we are hearing, right, we're being bombarded by a lot of stuff, right? On every hand, the media, you know, the CDC, you know, health officials, even here in our city, we're just being bombarded with a lot of information, okay? A lot of it is beneficial information. A lot of it probably is not as beneficial. let's be honest. So as we are bombarded with all of this stuff, right, I want us to remember that as believers and as people who are anchored in God, that we have a choice. And our choice prayerfully is that we are going to take in whatever is, you know, we're going to hear it, right? We have to hear it. We have to listen. We have to be aware of it. But let's guard our hearts, guys. Let's guard our spirits from allowing it to throw us into a tailspin. Does that make sense? So we understand that there's some things that are happening that are, gosh, historic, right? We understand that it is crucial, the times that we are living in. But we, as the people of God, okay, we get that information, we hear what the reports are, and we can pray, and we can say, okay, God, what is this? What should my response be? And as we meditate on God and we meditate on his word, he is going to speak to us. What did the Apostle Paul say here? I lost it, didn't I? No. What did he say? He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. Another verse, Jesus says that whatever we have learned, the Holy Spirit will bring back to our remembrance. So that's what I mean. In these difficult times, in these times that, you know, it just seems kind of chaotic. It seems like it's just fear is running rampant. Concern is running rampant. When all of this stuff is happening, we can take a breath. We can stop and we can say, what have we learned? What have we heard? What have we seen? What have we heard preached at Deliverance Temple? What have we seen as an example from our bishop? What have we learned in transformation hour, in Bible study? Now, again, this is what I said on last week. Now is the time that we dig in, we dig up, and we stir up, right? We stir up. That's what Dr. Larry preached the last time we were all together. You stir those things up. You stir that stuff up that's in you, that's been placed in us, so that in these times we have something to feed off of. Is that okay? Okay. So whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are of virtue, if anything, if it's praise, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are just, we're going to shift our minds to focus on those things. Even in the midst of this craziness that's happening all around us. Is that okay? Amen. So what that's Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. So just kind of chew on that, guys. Just chew on it. Again, in verse 9, it said, whatever things you've heard, whatever things you've seen, whatever things you've learned in me. The Apostle Paul was writing, but whatever you have seen in your leaders. Right. Whatever you've seen example, you know, in Bishop and in any of the other leaders at DT or even among, you know, in your own families, you know, those God-fearing people that are in your families, those godly examples, those godly role models. What have you seen? What have you learned? What have you heard? And we're going to, as we model those things, the peace of God is going to be our portion. And so, again, If you can't handle all of the stuff that's coming on the news, turn it off. Just turn it off. Don't allow any of that to invade your spirit and to steal your peace, okay? It's nothing wrong with it. Just turn it off. And the Lord will help you know what you need to know when you need to know it. Somebody will get to you information, you know, that you need. So just take a mental health break from any of that stuff that might be robbing you of your peace. Is that okay? All right. All right, friends. So we're going to pray. Again, join us again. You know, again, we're going to be doing this throughout the duration of our lockdown. We'll be meeting here on Wednesday. I know that Pastor Mark will be on Sundays for Transformation Hour. And I know that we have the conference call with for the service on Sundays as well. Amen, Sister Rosalind. Pray without ceasing. Absolutely. 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 So now we're just going to turn our minds and hearts in the direction of prayer, guys. We don't propose to be on Wednesday nights very long, just enough, long enough for me to offload whatever word the Lord gives me and for us to pray together. Is that okay? So then we can just get back to whatever we need to get back to. But prayerfully, you all are doing okay. Okay, I know tonight we are under lockdown unless you're an essential worker. They're asking everybody to stay at home, and hopefully and prayerfully, we are all following those instructions. Amen. Let's do our best to follow those instructions. I know that that is for the next 30 days. So we're going to take advantage of this time. Whatever it is that you have on your heart, you know, spend more time with the Lord, spend more time in prayer, spend more time in the Word, whatever it is. Okay, so if everybody would just please note Pastor Mark's comment, the conference call time has changed to 11 o'clock a.m. And I do believe that there is a pinned announcement about the conference call with all of the information, the phone number and the access code and all that. Yes, Sister Shannon, you are working at the bank. Yes, all the financial institutions. Absolutely, Sister Chris. Absolutely. Absolutely. So prayerfully, those of us who are not considered essential, we can use this time to do some things as Sister Chris is suggesting. So the conference call on Sunday morning, the time has moved to 11 a.m. And if you need information about that, after this live is over, go back to the group and look at the pinned announcement by Pastor Mark that gives all the details on how to dial in on Sunday morning for the conference call that we have in place in lieu of the physical meeting at the church, okay? So just make sure after this live is over, that you go and get that information, okay? So that you can join us on Sunday mornings at 11. At 11. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, okay? Father God, we thank you so much, God, that none of the things that we are seeing, none of the things that we are experiencing caught you by surprise. God, you knew that this day was going to happen. You knew that this time was going to happen years and centuries, God, before we were even on the planet. So God, I know, God, that we can trust you with the outcome. God, every person that is affected and impacted, God, by what's going on, whether it is because they've contracted the disease or their family member has contracted the disease, God, I pray for peace tonight. God, I pray for your healing intervention tonight. God, that you would be the great physician, Father God, in the lives of everyone that is affected on tonight, God. Young, old, God, whoever they are, whatever walk of life, God, I pray, God, that the healing virtue of God, God, that you would just touch them, God. Touch every person, God. God, if you don't intervene, God, there will be no intervention. God, if you don't heal, if you don't touch, God, this thing can be even crazier, God, than it already is, oh God. The projections are staggering, Father. But God, we choose, glory to God, to turn our eyes to you. God, your word says, hallelujah, our help comes from the Lord. We lift our eyes to the from whence cometh our help. We know, God, that our help comes from you. So, Father, as we hear the reports, God, from the medical professionals, as we hear the reports, God, from the government officials, God, we know that we have to be aware. We know that we have to know what's going on. But, God, we don't stake our trust in those things. God, we place our trust in you. God, we trust you, God, to bring us through every family member represented on this live and those who will watch the replay. Father, we pray that you cover as only you can. God, danger seen and unseen. God, we know what to do in the natural. God, we're following the guidelines. God, washing the hands, keeping a safe distance, doing all of those things that we can do in the physical. But God, beyond the things that we cannot do, beyond the things that we cannot control, God, we lean on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to put a hedge of protection around us, oh God. God, that you might bring us through this thing, hallelujah, safely in Jesus' name. God, I keep being reminded, God, of the story about, hallelujah, how the people of Israel went to Goshen, God, during the time of famine. When Joseph was revealed to his brothers, God, and he brought back his family, hallelujah, to Egypt, God, because there was still some more time in the famine. God, he put him in a place called Goshen, hallelujah, where that he could care for them. God, I thank you, God, for putting us in Goshen tonight. Hallelujah, God. People's employment is being affected, God. Schools are closed, God. So people don't know, hallelujah, how to help their kids with their homework, God, and got all of those logistics, got all of those details. Father, I thank you for putting us in Goshen, God, in that safe place, oh God, where provision, hallelujah, is given to us through the time of famine. Father, I'm reminded even in this moment, God, hallelujah, of when in the time of the plagues, God, when you were attacking Egypt, God, with the plagues, oh God. Though the Egyptians felt the plagues, God, but the people of God did not. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, the Egyptians, hallelujah, they experienced the boils. They experienced the darkness. They experienced the flies. They experienced the water turning into blood, God. They experienced the locusts, God. But the people of God were kept safe from experiencing those things. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for everyone who will trust in you, oh God. Everyone is calling out to you, God, hallelujah, that you are keeping us in the name of Jesus. God, as we trust you, God, you promised us in your word that those who trust in you will never be put to shame. We will never be put to shame. So, God, I thank you, God, for our trust being anchored in you tonight. Not anchored in what we can do for ourselves, not anchored in what, hallelujah, any stimulus package, God, not anchored, hallelujah, in the advice and hallelujah of the medical professions, God. But Father, our trust is anchored in you. And I thank you for it on tonight. God, I pray for our bishop and first lady. God, I thank you for keeping them, God. Hallelujah. God, we speak a blessing, glory to God. Hallelujah. For the leaders, God, of Deliverance Temple. God, thank you, God, for continuing to crown them with wisdom beyond their years and beyond their experience. Hallelujah. God, that they would hear, hallelujah, keenly. Glory to God. Even in this time. God, even in this time, God, about the future of Deliverance Temple, this is not the end. Hallelujah. God, help us to understand that this is not the end. Glory to God. And I thank you, God, that you are instilling even in our leaders at Deliverance Temple, the next, God, the plan for the next, God, the next season. Glory to God. Glory to God. The next season, the next season, the next season. Hallelujah. What we're supposed to look at next, God. What are the teachers supposed to be teaching next, oh God? What are the preachers supposed to preach about next, oh God? Hallelujah. How is the youth ministry supposed to function next, oh God? Help us, God, instill those things, even as we have been forcibly, in many cases, forcibly laid to rest, made to rest, as we have been forcibly made to rest. God, as we turn our attention and our heart, God, begin to speak to us, God. God, every family on this live, God, every family represented, every mother, every father, glory to God, I pray that you would ignite vision, God, for family on tonight. Ignite vision for families tonight. Because we know, God, that you are all about the family. We know that you're all about the family. God, give that husband a vision for the family. God, hallelujah, make it come alive again, the vision for the family. God, make that husband and that wife one in the name of Jesus. Help that wife to understand her role as the help, God, to bring the vision that you give that husband to pass. God, bring it all together for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, in this physical realm, God, every stressor, God, every emotional distress, Father, we speak peace to it in Jesus' name. Every concern about losing wages, God, we speak peace to it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that because it didn't catch you by surprise, we know and trust that you have a plan. We might not know what it is. We might not see what it is, but we can trust you because you have always come through. There has never been a time, God, that you haven't come through. So, God, we just turn our hearts to you on tonight, trusting God. Glory to God. Whatever lost wages, God, you know how to cover it, God. You know how to bring good out of all of this stuff that's happening around us. So every emotional distress, hallelujah, every physical ailment, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for relief. God, if anyone is suffering in their bodies on tonight, God, that you will go in, God, we rebuke inflammation on tonight. God, we thank you, God, for bringing swelling down. God, we thank you, oh God, for strengthening knees. God, we thank you, oh God, for strengthening ankles in the name of Jesus. God, allergy season is upon us. God, I pray that you bless every person, God, that suffers some kind of way in allergies. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for anyone, glory to God, that's suffering in their physical bodies on tonight, because you truly are our healer. Hallelujah. You don't just put a band-aid on it, God. You don't just put a pill on it, God, but you heal us. And I thank you for your healing tonight. Thank you, oh God, for every person, glory to God, that may have questions and feeling so uncertain about things that are happening in our world. God, I pray a peace for them tonight. I pray a peace for them, God, that you would speak to their hearts that they may come away with peace in the name of Jesus. 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 God, that you would bless the finances of every household represented. God, and that as we are blessed, God, that we not forget the house of God, that we not forget the house of God. God, that we would be obedient to do what it is that you lay on our hearts to do. Because we are good sons, God. We are good daughters, God. We know your voice. We know your voice. We know your voice. We know when you're talking to us. We know when you're speaking to us. We know when you're leading us and guiding us. So, Father, help us to be obedient to what it is that you have us to do in the realm of finances, God, as the church is shut down for this next 30 days, God. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just feel so excited in my spirit, guys, that we, you know, as we move out of this immediate urgency that we are feeling and experiencing with this thing, that I just feel in my heart and in my spirit that as we move out of it, glory to God, as we move out of it, that this joy that's going to erupt, this provision that's going to abound. I just see it in my heart. I just see it. So God, as I see it, God, I decree it in the name of Jesus. As I see it, I decree it, God, that as you move us through this, glory to God, because this is not the end. As you move us through this, glory to God, on the other side, it's going to be bright on the other side. It's going to be bright. Hallelujah. It's going to be bright. God, provision, Father, peace, safety, all of those things. God, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And again, we don't lean to our own understanding. We don't lean to our own understanding. Glory to God, but we lean on you, God. We seek your face, Father. We believe your report. Yes, they have to tell us these things. They have to give us these numbers, these stats. They have to make us aware. But God, again, we do not anchor our trust or our faith in those things. We anchor our trust in you, oh God. And we thank you for being with us on tonight. We thank you for being with us on tonight. I hope that you have been blessed, praise God, by our word. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. We'll bookend this live with these verses. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, the Apostle Paul says, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And the God of peace shall be with you. We appreciate you all so very much. Hello, Brother Jim. God bless you. We appreciate you, Deliverance Temple. I appreciate you. I miss our class on Wednesday night, but we are going to be... Thank you so much, Sister Jane. I appreciate that so very much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Brother Jim. I appreciate that. Again, if it begins to be overwhelming, just turn it off. Just turn it off. Just turn it off. In this moment, I want us to focus on guarding our heart, guarding our peace. And whatever we need to know, we'll get the information. Okay? We'll get the information. And as we get the information, we keep in our mind, we keep in the forefront of our mind that our trust, our faith is anchored in the word. Our faith, our trust is anchored in what God has said about everything. Okay? I love you guys with the love of the Lord. And we are going to stay connected here on Facebook Live on Wednesday nights. And again, on Sunday mornings, Pastor Mark will be on Sunday mornings with Transformation Hour. And then we have a conference call for the 11 o'clock. The time has changed to 11 o'clock, okay? 11 o'clock for the conference call. After this live is over, please go and view the wall and see the pinned announcement left there by Pastor Mark giving all the details about the conference call with the call-in number and all of that, okay? We want to hear you on the call on Sunday morning, amen? Okay, guys, I hate to click off. I really do hate to click off. It's like I don't want to stop the live, but we've given the word the Lord's given us. We've prayed. I guess there's nothing else to say. I guess there's nothing else to say. But take a look there at the remark that Pastor Mark just said. You're very welcome, Sister Kamara. My pleasure. It's absolutely my pleasure. It is my pleasure. Okay, so remember, guys, just keep everybody in prayer. You know, send a text message to somebody. Send a, you know, call somebody. You know, I'm just calling to say I love you. Just calling, you know, especially those who, this is what came to my heart last night. Especially those you know don't have a lot of family or friends or whatever, you know, maybe they're new to the city or something. If you know somebody like that, that's in our midst, in our tribe, okay, reach out to them. Just send a text message. Hey, you obviously can't go to their house because we're supposed to be staying at home, okay? But send them a message, okay? Send them a text, just a quick text, just a quick phone call to let them know that I appreciate you too. I appreciate you too. Y'all have no idea how much I love my DTM family. I absolutely love us. Absolutely. I think we're the best kept secret in Springfield. I do. Hello, Sister Felicia. Yes, please watch the replay if you came in past the start of the broadcast and get the word that the Lord dropped in my heart. We've already prayed, but anyway, I love you all. If there's somebody that comes up in your heart, the Lord lays somebody on your heart to reach out to send a text make a quick phone call, go ahead and do that. Just let them know that you're thinking about them. That you guys, you know, that goes so far. That just goes a whole long way. Letting people know that you care about them, that you're thinking about them, even though we can't go to them physically, you know, just keeping that connection, okay? All right, I'm gonna quit rambling because I just want to keep talking to y'all, but that's okay. But hopefully we'll see you on Sunday for Transformation Hour, okay, with Pastor Mark. I love you guys. Please take care of yourself. Please be safe. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. I love you guys. Talk to you all next week, okay? God bless you. Good night.